The Brett Chapel Show. Pisgah football talk with voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah Bears head coach, Brett Chapel. Live from the Jukebox Junction on 276 at the stoplight in Bethel. Join us every Saturday morning. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Plus Linens and Uniform Service, Hometown Hardware, and the Freeman Agency, Erie Insurance. The Brett Chapel Show on AM 920 and WPTLRadio.net.
Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show along with head coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Black Bears, big winner over North Henderson. Tonight's kind of a strange evening and a lot going on, and but we're certainly thankful for the big win, and good for this team right now. 3A portion of the conference has been wrapped up at this point, assuring us of a number one seeding from our conference in the playoffs going forward. At least one home playoff game. Still work to be done, for sure. But some good news coming out of last night, but a lot of things going on. Coaches, I guess first interested in your thoughts about everything that sort of took place last night.
You know, certainly from the ball game to the situation with the, you know, Mr. Howard Metcalf in the stands and dealing with all of that. And, you know, I thought our fans especially did a really good job with the circumstances of what was going on, and making adjustments as we needed to make room to get everything taken care of, to get, you know, Mr. Metcalf airlifted out of there. And it was just when you think you've dealt with everything as a coach, you have a situation like that where that's just a new one. I know it brought a lot of feelings back for a lot of people, Rhonda being one of them, you know, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. dealing with her brother, and mm-hmm. You know, very similar, obviously, you know, at the school at that time. But, different feeling to an already kind of a strange ball game to begin with.
You mentioned that. I always go back and try to make comparisons to stuff. And I can't remember a situation quite like that where there was a medical emergency, you know, not associated with the game directly and created a delay. Have you ever seen anything quite like that?
You know, not been a part of one. Like that. I actually talked to Coach Ford last night for a long time from Owen. Kenny and I used to talk, you know, late on Friday nights and talk about ball games. And, you know, he said he's never been a part of one, you know, like that as well. But, you know, once they, you know, what a great job that our staff did. Our trainer, Miss Emily Lou Fillman, was one of the first ones to get up there. We had a couple of people that were in the stands that were emergency personnel that weren't weren't working. They were just there as spectators and, you know, got to him. And I haven't heard any updates or anything this morning, those people went to work pretty quick. You know, our coaches were up top and they could see, you know, quite a bit of what was going on. And it looked like that a lot of people were putting forth a lot of effort to try to get everything back to where it was at, I guess would be the best way to say.
Yeah, I think you made a great point there. I think it was your trainer was instrumental in rendering aid up there. I mean, she flew when she first understood something was going on, watched her leave the field there and get up the stands. Tell me about the part, you know, from you guys. Walk me through that. You made a decision at a point when you started understanding that there were things going on that you needed to delay and just stop the game. You guys kept the team out on the field for a little bit. Then you took them underneath to the tunnel. And finally, after the airlift, you made a decision. I guess the two head coaches and the officials made a decision to call the game there with, I think it was about 3.5 minutes or so left in the game in a 35-10 lead. Walk me through that piece. And you know, you're having to deal with this that's going on from the perspective of the emergency, but you're also trying to manage the other things that are going on. Tell me, walk me through that process and decisions that were made last night.
You know, I was made aware of it about 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes to go in the game. We continued with the game at that point. The referees and officials knew nothing about it. Our kids really didn't know anything about it. I kind of kept an eye on it as we were going through plays, uh-huh. and just seeing where we were at and talking with our administration on the side as well. And, you know, I made the officials aware of what was happening. Once we got to a point where I felt like we needed to, you know, make a decision on stopping the game or at least getting the game, you know, a pause in the game. You know, we went ahead and got Chris Hess, who was a referee last night, to get both coaches together so we could kind of discuss what was going on and get everybody settled down. for them to understand what was going on about that time. I mean, you heard, you know, the siren right. and stuff come in, and you know, we looked at possibly starting the game back, you know, once everything took place. But we had sat there for so long, you know, kids had gotten cold, and you know, you didn't want to come out there and have any kind of injuries, and just felt like it was the best interest of both sides just to leave it as it was, you know, for North. And I even told Coach Dinwiddie, you know, they were starting a little drive, had moved the ball. I think they got maybe one or two first downs, and you know, I even mentioned to him. I said, I know you always want to finish on a good note, you know, win or loss. And I said, if you want to come back out, I said, certainly we'll do that. And you know, but we made a decision to not do that and leave the game as was or as is with about 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go.
Was that a dual decision between you and the two coaches, or were all the officials involved as well?
You know, they were involved with it, but ultimately it comes down to the two coaches agreeing on it. And you know, we were able to do that. You know, again, you know, kudos to our people there in the stands and being able to do the things that they were to be able to help out. And I don't think you saw very many people leave. I mean, you have a lot of people that stayed and, you know, hung right there. You know, we got involved with the concession stand workers. You know, they were able to feed our kids, feed North Henderson.
Yeah.
You know, we got that taken care of because of the long delay. And then to have them hang around and to come back out, we wanted our kids to be able to shake hands and see each other. And, you know, because it was a good football game. Obviously, we didn't start very well. But I was very pleased in the way we finished.
I'll finish up with this point, and again, this has been a whole lot. First, I'll tell you this, and Chuck and I very much appreciated that. As soon as we kind of let folks know, because we had about an hour and 15 minutes there, where, you know, we're sort of gone from calling a football game to trying to let people know what's going on there in front of us, and we got so many text messages from folks that, you know, wishing their thoughts and their prayers to whomever it was that was under that situation. That's a good feeling, and very much. Again, reiterates how we feel about our community and what the quality and the character of our community was. But you know, extend that to you guys too. Again, at the end of the game, there you guys took a minute to say a few words with both teams there, and had a chance to reflect a little bit too. Like I said, I don't know that I've ever seen that happen quite before. But again, it just goes to show the type of character and the things that become important to us as we go through time. You guys did a great job with that.
I think it's a real life lesson. You know, as and our kids really not knowing a whole lot of what was going on, obviously getting back to locker rooms and getting them in there, and you know, really kind of being shut out to bringing them back out and making them aware of everything that had taken place. You know, and it makes that scoreboard seem a lot less important. Yeah. You know, at that time, and you know, just thought our kids handled that very well, both sides. You know, we spent some time with each other on the field after we had, you know, said a prayer there, and then, you know, we kind of regrouped with our kids to talk about the schedule and stuff. Not so much about the game. I didn't talk a lot about the game last night with our kids. Did not seem like it was the time to do that. It was more about a schedule. You know, on Monday, we're out of school Monday and getting all that set for practice and dealing with those things.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Don't you just hate it? You drive all the way to a store that used to have it, or ought to have it, and that for sure item isn't there, so your wheels are spinning. Now, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill has a website. You can shop their entire inventory of 60,000 items. Go to hometown-hardware.com. There you have it, a full-line local hardware store on your computer. Hometown-hardware.com, making shopping easy 24 hours a day.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Black Bears last night off to kind of a slow start offensively, continues to play well defensively, and that's not really been, you know, anything new, and did a terrific job last night. He had the one breakdown, I guess, in terms of special teams, but overall, and we'll start there, I guess, coaches, defensively, you guys did another fine job of limiting a lot of the things that they wanted to do. I think the quarterback seemed to be, he got some rushing yards there, but seemed to be more willing to leave the pocket kind of early. But again, you did a great job last night, held him to just that handful of points that they had, and there was really never a situation where they were, you know, running up and down the field on us. So, again, defensively, that same beat goes on for us, and we continue to play well.
You know, you look at the stats, and you look at the first half, they were very balanced, had 71 yards rushing, had 63 yards passing, 134 yards, and really kept the score down defensively for us. I thought our defense, gave up some first downs in there. I think they ended up having 7 first downs there in the first half compared to our 6. But they were able to keep them out of the end zone, for the most part. So I felt like our defense was still doing the things they needed to do. Offensively for us, we struggled early, gave us some different fronts that caused us some problems, with our line blocking. We were able to make the adjustments at halftime, and I think you probably, were able to see that. First half we had 17 yard rushing, and really struggled there. Even though we just had 17 yards rushing, we had 75 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to offset it a little bit. We had 6 first downs in the first half, came back in the second half, and we had 128 yards rushing. Stayed with the passing game, too, and had 68 yards passing. So we got a little more balanced in the second half once we got, some adjustments made up front on how we needed to block some things, and had 8 first downs in the second half, 14 total first downs. So on the end of the stats, felt good about what we were doing defensively. Second half was great, too. North only had 3 second-half first downs. So, made some good adjustments. Was not pleased with the way we came out of the first half, but, again, was very very pleased with how we finished. Not a good start, but felt like we did a good job finishing.
Boy, Michael Perry, last night felt like it was his night. Had several scores right there, and it's just a beast. And when you guys go to that stacked eye, that heavy eye that you guys run right there, that seemed to be very effective there late in the game at getting points and controlling the clock offensively, too.
It gives us a really good set to do exactly that, control the clock, move the sticks. You got a little bit of a heavier backfield with some downhill runners. Michael does a really good job. Michael had 13 carries for 98 yards last night. Did a really good job. Daniel Van Berenberg came in and got a huge first down for us. Only had 1 carry, had 10 yards on that carry and got a first down. Trevor had a touchdown rushing last night. And Lucas did a good job passing. He was 11 of 18 for 143 yards. Felt like we spread it out pretty good with our receivers, too. Trey had some catches, obviously, and Cole Anderson. Jesse Martinez had a huge first down catch for us. Joseph Emman got in on it. Just felt like we were doing some things. We just never could do them at the right times there in the first half, and just felt like we got settled in a little bit better in the second half.
One thing I noticed that you made an adjustment on at one point there is switching sides with Trey and Cole and flip-flopping them. You had a pretty good corner on that near sideline that was playing against us defensively in the last night, but you flip-flopped Trey and Cole, and that seemed to make some things happen, too.
Trying to find matchups. And being able to listen to your people, too. Cole came in, and Cole saw some things that he felt like that he could do passing-wise, receiving-wise. And, we made some adjustments based off of what he saw. Very football-smart kid, for one, that's not played very much. Just very aware of what's going on in the field. And we made some adjustments for him, and, we're able to get him loose and make some really good catches for us as well. He had 3 catches for 66 yards last night. Went back and watched the film last night, and we always talk about all these skill players, but got a chance to really watch our kids up front, obviously trying to figure out what was going on. But there was a couple of kids that I thought really played well, and Ben Wright was one of them. He played really well up front. Had some very key blocks on some touchdowns that we had. I thought he did a really good job. Had a couple pancake blocks on those drives. Starting to see him really emerge a little bit on that front, and just thought he did a really good job for us there last night.
What was the biggest thing that you made that you feel like was sort of the answer? Again, the offense off to that slow start. What was the biggest thing I think you were able to do to kind of open things up?
The biggest thing for us was being able to establish a run game. Going from 17-yard rushing to 128. The biggest thing is we're not very – and I hope people understand this when I say this – we're not very football smart sometimes. We're still not to the point where we understand where the play's going and adjustments that we need to make up front. North gave us 2 different fronts that we were looking at in practice all week that we practiced against. And then they gave us a totally different front, starting the game. And it took us to halftime to be able to get our kids together to be able to make an adjustment, to show them exactly where they're at. And, you know, that's the thing that we're trying to grow through, because we are young up front. A lot of kids that have never played, Brandon Steele being one of them, up front. Being able to show these kids exactly what's going on and to be able to help them, you know, because you never want to get in a situation where your backs are getting hit in the backfield before they even get started.
It felt like that there's some kind of, like I said, we got off to that slow start, and sometimes that'll happen after the Tuscola game. A little bit of frustration that we saw as far as some of the things that we were doing right there, but that went out pretty quickly once that kind of, you know, settled in a little bit. You know, Jesse Martinez, I know, popped several right there in the first half to give you that lead and give you that good feeling going to the locker room. And it was just a matter of energy, I guess, and that you know, that understanding, that realization that you're going to have to, whoever it is, you're going to go out there and execute to beat anybody. But that, once that changed, it seemed to turn things around for us a lot last night.
It did, you know, and I thought that it was very important to get that score right before halftime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to drive the field, the length of the field. You know, we had one drive, it was 98 yards. Just felt like it was good to finally get that momentum. You know, Coach Presley came in and made some really good adjustments up front with those linemen to be able to help them out and to get us back on board where we needed to be at. But, you know, again, we're sitting here talking about us not playing well in the first half. They played extremely well, North did, and you don't want to take away anything from what those kids have done. You know, I talked to Coach Dinwiddie after the game there and congratulated their kids because I thought their kids played really hard. Very similar to the JV game on Thursday night. You know, we didn't start well on Thursday night in the JV game and had to come back and win in overtime and make some scores there in the second half to give ourselves a win there. But, you know, two very similar nights that we were dealing with.
Be back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency. They bring you Erie Insurance for solid coverage and low rates. Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville. Or talk with Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Getting a really good haircut is no easy matter, especially for women and children. Try Pisgah Family Barbershop in Canton. You'll be pleased from the first visit, as Pisgah Family Barbershop welcomes men, women, and children, and they've been my family's barber for over 30 years. Go see Ken Warren and Amy Hall, where there's comfort in every cut that will keep you coming back. Pisgah Family Barbershop. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 until 5, on Main Street near Sid's Restaurant in downtown Canton.
Back live this morning, Brett Chappell Show. Special teams continues to be something that has really changed a lot. Obviously, Mason Fox is a big reason. For that, and you go back and look at the beginning of the year and versus where we are right now, not only have you got somebody that's going to make PATs virtually every single time, but you've got a true weapon out there, both in terms of field goal place kicking and also in terms of kickoff. I know we had one situation we gave up a score there on a return, but for the most part, he's kicking it deep, puts it wherever he wants to put it. Jesse Martinez continues, I think, to do a good job punting the football as well. And when you talk about field position, there's a lot of positive things that could come out of a good kicking game. And it seems like we've got one right now. That's got to be a good deal for you.
Well, I think when you talk about special teams, you start with your kickers and you start with your returners. And you know, you're exactly right. Mason has been solid for us ever since he's come on board. Jesse's done a good job for us on the punt. And I think he hit five punts last night for 38-yard average. And does a really good job of kicking away from the returner on those punts. Good bounces, getting them down there in coverage, is doing a good job getting down there and getting the ball up. You know, did have the one kickoff return. That's the first one we've had all year on a special team return for a touchdown. Broke down on some coverage. Mason had a great kick. I mean, all of his kicks were pretty much from 5 yards in. Sometimes you out-kick your coverage a little bit, and, you know, he got it down there. They were good high balls. I just felt like we didn't do a good job breaking down. And They had a really good return.
Yes, they did.
Dalton Whitaker, number 11, is a kid that, of course, I had to play against when I was at East for a couple of years before I came to Pisgah. So I've known about him. Probably the fastest kid on the field.
That's
last
what
night.
I thought.
He could really go, and thought he did a really good job of making a couple kids miss. And, you know, we got to do a better job there and shore that up. I think we had a gap that opened up on us, and we didn't do a good job squeezing down. But, you know, for the most part, you know, you always go back and you look at your stats and kind of see where you're at. We had 14 first downs, had four penalties for 40 yards, so we kept that low again. Turnovers were down, no interceptions. You know, just felt like overall, you know, if you looked at the stats, you would say, you know, pretty good night. And I think when you look at the ending score, you know, it was. I just think there was a big lull to start the game, and, you know, we had to dig out of that.
Going back to the preparation piece then, you come off that win last week. That was huge for the program, all of us, Lucas Hall and so many others. It was good for to try to maintain that and keep that build up going into last night. It's always something we think about coming out of that Tuscola game. I'm sure it's something Tuscola thinks about coming out of the game with us and what they need to do. What did you think about that as far as making changes in terms of the way you practiced or the things that you want to put in to keep it fresh and keep players interested and understanding that there's a lot going on that we got to make happen going forward?
Well, obviously, whatever we did wasn't good enough, you know, on my part. You know, you go into it and you know, you've been in situations like this before where you're going in against a team that may not have won a game yet or had been struggling. You come off a big win. And David and I even talked even last night, and I just asked him. I said, you know, both of us have been in this for a while, and, you know, we've dealt with this. And I've tried about every different way, you know, to make sure our kids, how we approach it, how we talk about it, you know, that following game. And, you know, the bottom line is kids are kids. You know, sometimes they need a wake-up call, and I think that they got one last night, but I think it created some frustrations for us. You know, and that was bothersome, you know, to me, that we saw our kids get frustrated with each other. You know, that's something certainly that I will address on Monday, and we will deal with that moving forward. But, you know, again, North Henderson played well. And it's kind of like when we went to East Henderson. They hadn't won a game.
You're going
to
get people's
point.
Best shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, those guys at East played really well against us. And, you know, again, our kids have just got to be smart enough to understand. And we kept the routine the same. You know, we had early dismissal yesterday. We had that going on. We tried to keep as regular routine as we could. Felt like the kids gathered themselves back. But, you know, it's one of those things until they get out there and they start playing. And if you have a team that's got a few playmakers and can get up on you, you know, you're going to be in a fight, and we were certainly in that all the way up until the fourth quarter.
But don't you kind of maybe, in a way, you know, sort of when you go back and look at it, appreciate those things happening, gives you that chance to have those different levels of adversity that you want to have in the regular season so that whatever comes in the postseason, you've had an experience like that maybe?
I think you can draw from it.
I think,
you know, as you look at it, and we were able to draw from the Smoky Mountain game last year, you know, and talked about it at halftime and talked about it during the week last week. Making sure we didn't get to that situation and have that lull and, you know, have a team slip up on us and beat us. And, you know, last night, again, I thought we made some good adjustments at halftime. I thought our kids came out and played well in the second half. But it just doesn't need it. You know, as a coach, you just don't want to see it, you know, for the first half. You know, we could have been down a lot worse. We could have not got the score, you know, right there before halftime. And you never know what happens on the bounce of a ball. But, you know, we did get the win. Certainly excited about that. You know, again, happy the way you finished, but we got to do a better job starting.
Real quick, health-wise, going into last night and then coming out of last night?
Health-wise, we're good. You know, we didn't have any injuries last night. You know, got some kids that got some playing time last night. And, you know, off the JVs, Lakota Burnett came in.
Yeah.
You know, we saved him to the fourth quarter. We had a chance. We could have put him in there in the third, but we didn't want to waste a quarter. You know, for those people who understand the eight-quarter rule, you know, JVs only have so many they can use during the season before you pull them up and have to make them a varsity player or have to make them a JV player. So we kind of held him until we got there to the fourth quarter. But, you know, he came in and did a good job for us at fullback. We were able to take Colton Shuler out and rest him a little bit more on the defensive side. And, you know, that's something we'll continue to do as we go through this.
And that's part of what you want to do. I mean, as you get through the season right here and all the things that are going on, you want to try to do everything that you can to keep as many of your players fresh because you got a lot of kids going on both sides. You want to keep them as fresh as you can so when you get to November, they still got that energy.
You know, I think you're moving towards getting to that place where those JV season gets over with, and you're starting to get some of those players working into the fold. And you know, obviously we've got 2 weeks left with Smoky Mountain and Brevard, and you know, we'll continue to work these kids in. You know, Houston will be back with us next week. He got cleared yesterday, so you know, excited about getting him back with us and being able to take some reps. And you know, we got quite a few kids that were 8-quarter right now. So I'm excited to see what we can do in the next couple of weeks. You know, get back to work on Monday, try to get back on a routine. You know, I think that's the biggest thing for young kids is getting those guys back for in a routine. I know we're going to be out of school on Monday, but we got to do a got to get them back going and get them in the right frame of mind, and you know, play Smoky Mountain for the senior night next week in the last regular season home game.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Now you can plan your projects anytime. Do your materials list or select the tools you'll need with hometown-hardware.com. Search 60,000 items. Go to hometown-hardware.com. They bring the whole big 15,000 square foot store to you. A locally owned full line hardware, garden, and motorsports store. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill and online at hometown-hardware.com. Get online and take a peek today.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Tell me a little bit about this, you know, the schedule. This is the piece of the year. We had those three home games there in the row at the end of the season, and then you'll finish up on the road with that one. You like this schedule, the way it's built?
You know, I don't want to say the toughest part of our schedule, maybe at least for this year, we can address it like that. The hardest part of our schedule, conference-wise, is in the early section of the season, or the middle, I guess you would say the middle section. And as far as records go, you know, kind of dwindles down towards the end.
Yeah.
You know, you're able to do some things. Obviously, you're able to come out and hopefully get some kids some reps that, you know, weren't necessarily getting some early in the season. Unfortunately for us, we weren't able to do that last night because we didn't play as well in the first half is what I had hoped. But in the same breath, you're able to, you know, try to keep your injuries down, rest some people as you move forward. You know, where on the other end, you could finish up hard. You know, the one of the things that we looked at in the schedule, and I hope this doesn't change, and people said sometimes, you know, we'd love to see that Tuscola be the last game of the season. I wouldn't. You know, I think it's in a good place. I think if you have that game at the last game of the season, you have so much energy built up into that game. And you go.
Now you've got to carry over into the playoffs.
Now you've got to try to carry it over into the playoffs. And I think for years and years, especially back in those mid-90s when Pisgah and Brevard played that last game of the year for a conference championship, took so much out of both teams, you know, going into those playoffs. You know, you like to not, you don't want to say have a breather there to end, but, you know, you want to be able to get your kids motivated and ready for that second season.
Right. As far as building the schedule for next year and those kinds of things, how close are we at this point?
Very close. You know, there'll probably be at least one, if not two, different teams will be on the schedule non-conference-wise. The state's asked us not to do anything until December. We've had some teams that have petitioned throughout the state to move down in classification because of numbers. We've had some teams that have petitioned to move out of the conference. We have a team in our conference that's petitioned to move out. Don't know if those changes are going to be made in the middle of this four-year run, but the state's asked us to hold off on doing any contracts until December. You know, we've had some conversations with other teams and kind of talked about some things, you know, moving some games around and doing some things here or there. But, you know, once we get to that place, we'll be able to talk about it a little bit more and be able to get those contracts, you know, taken care of.
And typically those are two-year deals. That's the way they're set up.
The non-conference schedule are 2 years deals. The conference schedule is obviously four. You know, the question marks that are coming up right now is they're looking at doing some things maybe conference-wise. So that'll make adjustments and kind of trickle on down to everything else. But, again, we're gonna do what we need to do conference-wise and non-conference-wise, getting the schedule put together for us. And, you know, one, it's going to be competitive and, you know, be able to have some good gates in there as well. And, you know, we're excited about the opportunities of maybe seeing some teams that we've not played in a while.
Absolutely. And talking about, speaking of teams we haven't played in a while or maybe seen before, a couple scores I wanted to share last night in 3A in the West. Concord a winner. They continue to be undefeated, beating West Rowan 28-7. Southern Guilford, another good team that's undefeated, winner over Southwest Randolph, pretty big last night. Freedom, another undefeated team, 57-13, over High Brighton last night. High Brighton has been pretty good in the past. And Forest View always also a winner, 48-22. Coach, at what point do you start maybe taking a peek and trying to get a chance as you prepare through the week to take a look at some of the teams that you might look at later?
You know, we started last week just a little bit as coaches in the office there and just looking at records, just trying to see, you know, if this happens, you know, where might we fall and all those things. And I think the closer we get to the end of the season, the more you're going to see that as well as we, you know, start looking at those records. Just, you know, very similar to what you probably and Chuck have done as well in conversations. You know, just seeing it looks like right now, you know, we could have five conferences in our bracket. If we do that, you know, you're looking anywhere from a, obviously not going to be a one seed. I mean, you got a couple of undefeated teams in there, but you're looking anywhere from a 3 to a 5 seed. Possibly.
No worse than a 5, right?
No worse than a 5, you know, if things play out the way they do. You know, again, we still got two games left, but, you know, just trying to take a peek at it there and seeing what we may be looking at. Could very possibly play a conference team, you know, in the first round. That's a possibility. Obviously, West Henderson had a big win last night.
Right.
Certainly, we will be pulling for those guys next week as they host Franklin. Obviously, if they're able to beat Franklin, that could make a 3-way tie, you know, for a conference championship, you know, if everybody finishes out the way they do and Westward upset them. So, certainly, we'll be pulling for those guys next week. Could hurt us come playoff time. We may end up having to have a flip, but I think it would go back to the head-to-head between us two.
Yeah.
You know, and we would have that over them. But, you know, a lot of football left to play. You know, certainly a lot of things we've got to get cleaned up and adjust as we move forward. But, you know, very pleased with the defense overall last night. Thought Isaiah Fisher had another solid game for us last night. Thought his last 2 weeks may have been two of his best football games of the season so far. Very good open field tackler and stuff last night. Thought our backers played well. Pretty solid up front. You know, continuing to get better in the absence of Jacob Boyd. And, you know, that's big as we move on to, you know, making sure these kids are doing a good job and continuing to go forward.
Still all out in front of us. Continue to look forward to it. Again, Chuck and I will have broadcast for you beginning at 6:30 airtime. Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock is our game call. Next week, another home game, final home game of the regular season next week here in Canton. And then we'll be right back here tomorrow, next Saturday morning, Brett Chappell Show at 8 a.m. For Brett Chappell, this is Chad up in the flea markets next. So long, everybody.
The Brett Chappell Show, Pisgah Football Talk with voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah Bears head coach, Brett Chappell. Live from the Jukebox Junction on 276 at the stoplight in Bethel. Join us every Saturday morning. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Plus Linens and Uniform Service, Hometown Hardware, and the Freeman Agency, Erie Insurance. The Brett Chappell Show on AM 920 and WPTLRadio.net.